Every day is an opportunity to design, build, and live your dream life. Join us on Designing Your Life today. Get strategies for achieving goals that boost your business and energizes your life. Get insights for economy-proofing both your life and business. I'm Pat Counsell, everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, and my goal is to help you reach yours. Get connected with other power achievers and stay in the know by requesting the Power Up Today newsletter. Simply text the word Power Up to 42828. That's 42828. Also, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media outlets by visiting designingyourlifetoday.com. Discover your magnificence. The Magnificent You free 5-day online course is available now. Unleash your prosperous, powerful, productive self. Visit designingyourlifetoday.com/get results to get started. Hello, Power Achievers. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell, and you're listening to Tone It Up Tuesday. Our success frenzy continues on in a big way. If you missed yesterday's podcast, be sure to take a moment and listen to it. It's going to inspire you and give you some really great strategies for creating or achieving in your own right. Now, today we're going to talk about sensing your way to success. Since this is Tone It Up Tuesday, we're going to deal with the physical part of getting your results, driving your results, making it happen. We're going to talk about using your four senses to drive results. Yes, I know there are five senses, but we're not going to talk about the sense of taste. We're going to talk about sight, smell, touch, and hearing, your sound. So we're going to talk about those four senses and how they actually drive your results. Now, what's the big deal about that? When you know how something happens, then you know what to do with it. You know how to control it. You know how to maneuver it. You know how to direct it so that you can get the results that you want. So it's important to understand about our four senses and how they can drive your success. And of course, the fifth sense that we're not going to talk about today, which is taste, it can help you help drive your success also. But I think taste probably deserves a show on its own. So it's going to come down the road. Now, you have your five senses for a reason. But for those of us who we have all of our senses that are working and they're fully functional, sometimes we have a tendency to take them for granted. Have you ever really stopped to think about why do I have these five senses and what purpose do they serve? Of course, the easy answer when it comes to taste, well, I'll know what to eat and what not to eat. I don't want the bitter, nasty stuff. Ew. So I'll know if something is spoiled or not. So I can know that, hey, don't put this into my body. So taste is an easy one. But as I said, we're going to focus on sight, sound, smell, touch. So these are senses that can really drive your success. When it comes to achieving many types of successes, we forget that our senses, they play a major role. I mean, they have major roles in helping us to get to where it is we want to be. So it's important not to take your senses for granted. That doesn't mean you have to walk around and think about them every minute of the day. But be aware that these senses are taking you somewhere. They're creating memories. They are or reminding you of perhaps memories that you don't want to be reminded of, or they're bringing back memories that you do want to be reminded of. For example, have you ever dated a guy or a female? The guy wears cologne, females wear perfume. Have you ever dated someone and they had a certain smell? They would always wear a certain type of cologne or perfume. And every time you smell that cologne, it brings them back to your thoughts. It brings them back to your mind, to the forefront of your mind. So you remember that relationship. Now, if this is a relationship that you want to forget about, yeah, take control of that. Okay. And tune that smell out. Okay. But let's get back on point here. We're talking about using those four senses to drive results. So let's take them one at a time quickly. And then we're going to talk about, you know, what the big deal is about these senses. We're going to talk some more about that before we wrap up today. So first of all, you've got sight. Okay, your ability to see. Now, you need sight when it comes to driving your success for several reasons. Of course, leaders are readers, and you need to be able to read the book. Okay, read books. And of course, if you can't see, you can learn to read using Braille, of course. But we're talking about fully functional senses. So, and why you don't want to take those senses for granted. So we talk about sight. You can read, you can see colors, you can watch instructional videos, you can watch videos that are even, you know, funny or entertaining, because we do need some humor in our lives. We need to kind of lighten up a bit or let off some steam that way sometimes. So seeing your accomplishments and seeing the accomplishments of others, that's also important. It allows you to take things even further. When you see, wow, I accomplished this, and if you reflect back on some of the things that you've accomplished, and of course, because you can see, you saw yourself doing it in that present moment at that time. Now it's in your memory because you have a fully functional picture. Okay. You have a vivid, clear, colorful picture in your mind of that, what you saw. So sight is a big deal. The other thing is sound. Sound allows you to listen to audios, things that sound pleasant, things that sound unpleasant. It also allows you to appreciate having quiet time, which a lot of times you can hear your thoughts when you have the quiet time. We get some of our best ideas when we are quiet. Now, of course, smell. The aromas that relax us, they cause us to once again, you know, just relax for a moment so we can stop, think, create, solve problems, and see solutions to some of the greatest challenges that we might encounter. Or they perk us up so that we can wake up in the morning, or our brain, we get rid of the brain fog. So different scents can cause us to wake up. Also, I talked about this at the beginning. Certain smells can remind us of things that we want to remember and things that we don't want to remember. Things that you can connect. You can use your sense of smell to make a connection to an experience that will allow you to create something better, that will allow you to create some type of results or get some ideas for getting to where it is you want to be. So you can sense your way to success when you know what to do with all of these amazing senses that we have. All right, let's get to touch. When it comes to touch, you feel the warmth of the sunshine, you know, against your face or your body, or you can feel the soft breeze of the wind as it brushes across. This calms you down. This helps you think. Here's another thing. When it comes to touch, people are really picky about the types of writing utensils that they use or writing instruments that they use. Okay. They sometimes want a softer pen. Sometimes they want a pen that's shaped a certain way, or pencils. So you want to know which ones to use, which will allow you to feel comfortable so that you can get into the zone when you're writing something out, when you're planning, when you're creating. And you can even feel the paper that you write on. And if it's a certain way and it feels really smooth, and trust me, papers don't all feel the same, you can actually create more. Here's the point. The key is to be aware of how you're using your senses when it comes to driving your success. Using your senses to recognize what's good for you, what will help you achieve more, and using them to recognize what's not good for you and what will kind of put a damper or cause you not to achieve. Using your senses to connect to certain feelings that will move you forward, okay? And protecting your feelings when it comes to your senses, not allowing certain smells to bring back memories that will be counterproductive to your success. Your senses contribute a great deal to the types of decisions that you make and the conclusions that you draw about the just a plethora of decisions in your life. So think about it. If you were to dress for success and you take care of your body, people will draw conclusions about your abilities, whether those abilities are true or not, or whether you're capable or not. But because of how you look, and there it is, the sense of sight, because of how you look, they're going to draw a conclusion about how capable you are. On the other hand, you too will draw conclusions about who you want to connect with based on your senses. If they look presentable, if they smell clean, or if their speaking voice sounds acceptable, then you are going to make a decision. And if it doesn't, then guess what? If it's to the contrary, then because they forgot to put on deodorant or maybe use a little mouthwash, you're still going to draw a conclusion. Think about it. How many times have, because of your sense of smell or especially your sense of sight, that you've drawn a conclusion based on, or you've judged a person based on how they look, how they behaved, or what they did? So think about that. Your senses can really drive your results because it causes you to make decisions that are either for your success or counterproductive to your success. Use your senses to get to where it is you want to be, you guys. Listen, that's all I have for you today. I want to remind you to do life with power on this Tone It Up Tuesday. Check out designingyourlifetoday.com/get results so that you can get those senses in order. Do life with power. Have a great day. I had to say do life with power twice. You guys get it.